This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, support the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. There's a Patreon button there. You can click on it for the either the cost of a cup of coffee or a decent meal, your choice. You know, once a month, you can help support the show financially. Also, you can help support the show because, you know, to get sponsors, we have to have numbers. I know, it's that crazy little thing. We have to have numbers. And so, you know, send some of your friends over to Facebook. Send some of your friends over to the website. The more people that latch on and watch that kind of thing, you know, the better off I am. I don't know about you guys. Hopefully you're getting the information you need to be better off as well. You know, one of the questions that we get, or I get on a regular basis, is what are you doing in California, Messina? Get out of California. Get out of that job place. Get out of the belly of the beast. And as you heard today, some teetotaling judge has decided that that Starbucks and other places have to put warnings up that caffeine can cause cancer, that it has cancer-causing agents. And the thing I love about this is, you know, the study after study after study after study after study. You have to go, first of all, you have to go out of your way to find a study on the negative effects of caffeine or coffee as a whole. But you don't have to go out of your way to find positive effects of, you know, coffee on the body. And I'm not talking about, you know, California, again, this state's just whack. So they have decided that through some studies that they've looked at, where technically you and I would have to drink like 55 gallons of coffee a day to have the kind of results they're talking about. I mean, seriously, they're giving, you know, I always thought this was funny. In a study with rats, well, okay, that's great. So you have a study with a rat, and you give it a cup of coffee relative to a human being. Think about this. Right? Think it through and what the effect is, what the ratio is. They never do that, though. Never. And when you really break it down and you really figure out what the real numbers are, you have to roll around and laugh. You can't do anything but roll around and laugh. So, if you want to know the positive effects, just had it up on my screen. Oh, there it is. 13 health benefits of coffee. Now, this isn't based on feelings. My daughters like to tease me. No, Dad, it's not about feelings. It's about reality. It's about fact, scientific fact. And coffee, they've come to find out, is actually very healthy, but it's like anything else. Look, you don't overdo it. You don't drink 3.5 gallons a day. No, that's not good for you. Study after study shows that coffee drinkers have a much lower risk of several serious diseases. Coffee can improve energy levels and make you smarter. Right? I mean, it helps people feel less tired, increases energy levels, Now, yes, because it has caffeine, and too much caffeine isn't the best for you, but too much anything isn't good for you. Right? After you drink caffeine, it's absorbed into the bloodstream. From there, it travels to the brain. Caffeine blocks an inhibitory neurotransmitter called... Oh, forget it. I'm not reading those big words. I already sound stupid. I don't need help. Anyway, many scientists have shown and proved that coffee improves various aspects of brain functions, okay? Coffee can help you burn fat. Did you know that caffeine is found in almost every commercial fat-burning supplement? There's a good reason for that, because caffeine is one of the very few natural substances that has actually been proven to aid in fat-burning. It raises your metabolic rate 3 to 11%, depending on the person. Also, caffeine can drastically improve physical performance. Caffeine stimulates the nervous system, causing it to send signals to fat cells to break down faster. Right? It also increases adrenaline levels in the blood. This is the fight or flight hormone designed to make our bodies ready for intense physical exertion. There are also essential nutrients in coffee. Coffee is more than just black water. Many nutrients in the coffee beans do make it a good drink. Single cup of coffee contains 21 different minerals. Right? I'm not pronouncing all of these. Vitamin B2, vitamin B5, vitamin potassium, magnesium, niacin. I don't know if you need all that stuff. Scientists say you do. Coffee may lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a gigantic health problem in the U.S., currently afflicting over 300 million people worldwide. It's characterized by the elevated blood sugars in the context of insulin resistance or the inability to secrete insulin. Coffee may protect you from Alzheimer's disease or dementia. So remember, the way I drink coffee, I'll never forget anything. Don't laugh. Caffeine may lower the risk of Parkinson's disease. It's the second most common neurological disease there is. And it's caused by the death of dopamine-generating neurons in the brain, same as Alzheimer's. There's no known cure for it, but studies show that coffee drinkers have a much lower risk, not decaf coffee drinkers, but coffee drinkers as a whole. Anyway, we'll hit the rest of them really quick and inside the break. I got a lot more I want to talk about. Citibank, they're more than happy to do business with terrorists, not so much with government manufacturers. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Back. I wouldn't tell you where I was anyhow. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I would love to. What do you guys make special on Resurrection Day? Is there anything special? I mean, don't put it up. I'm curious. You don't win anything. Maybe you will. I don't know. I'll decide later. Depends on if I like what you're making. Maybe you can send me some. I can taste it. I can let you know if it's any good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about California. The loons have decided that there's a warning that has to be put up on any coffee consumed. Really funny because they have no problem with, you know, 18-year-olds smoking weed, medical marijuana being thrown around like, you know, sand on a beach. Recreational marijuana is just fine. I mean, all this wonderful stuff that they want to do unchecked for our young people. Yet they're going to tell us that coffee could cause cancer when there are really no studies to prove that that's true. Unless, of course, you're talking about the studies that show that if I was to consume about 55 gallons of coffee a day, I don't consume 55 gallons of anything a day, that it can cause cancer. But more and more studies, scientific tests show that coffee actually has a lot of healing properties. Actually, coffee can be very good for you. Coffee seems to have protective effects on the liver. Now, the liver in and of itself is an amazing organ. Carries out all kinds of functions in the body, right? And several common diseases that affect the liver, hepatitis, fatty liver disease, and others. Many of these diseases lead to a condition called cirrhosis of the liver. Right? It turns out that coffee might be able to protect the liver against cirrhosis. People who drink at least 4 cups a day are up to 80% less risk of getting cirrhosis of the liver. Coffee can fight. You ready for this one? I'm going to save you lots of money. Coffee can fight depression and make you happier. I know it makes me happy, especially when I can't open my eyes in the morning. And depression, you know, it's a serious disorder, right? They say it's incredibly common. About 5% of the people in the U.S. currently meet the criteria for clinical depression. Now, a Harvard study published earlier said that women who drank 4 cups or more coffee a day had 20% lower risk of becoming depressed. Another study showed that 208,000 individuals found that those who drank 4 more cups a day were over 50% less likely to commit suicide. Coffee drinkers have a lower risk of some types of cancer. Cancer is one of the world's leading causes of death, right? We know how bad that is. Coffee appears to be able to protect you against two types of cancer, liver cancer and colorectal cancer. Liver cancer is the third leading cause of death. That's amazing. Study shows that coffee drinkers have up to 40% lower risk for liver cancer. One study of almost 500,000 individuals found that those who drank 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day had a 50% lower risk of colorectal cancer as well. And coffee does not cause heart disease, and it may even lower the risk of stroke, it says. So these are scientific things. These aren't Joe. This isn't from the coffee community or the coffee manufacturers or the coffee growers. Also says in a lot of cases, coffee may help you live longer. In 2 very large studies, drinking coffee was associated with 20% lower risk of death in men and 26% in women. See, women, you got to get off the tea, get on the coffee. No, it used to be there was only like 2 kinds of coffee, right? Caf and decaf. Now you go down the coffee aisle, I get lost. There's so many different brands, so many different kinds. Then there's medium low roast, light roast, French light roast with the hazelnut. And it's like, I don't want all that stuff. I'm the nut. You know what? When I go to Starbucks, I refuse to learn their language. I'm paying them money. Why do I have to learn their language? I tell them I want a medium light roast coffee and they just look at me. I said, well, if you can't find me a medium light roast coffee, I'll go to Joe's coffee shop across the street and for less money, I'll get a better one. Although I don't go to Starbucks anyhow. I won't support them. Because they hate us. They hate conservatives. They hate Christians. They just hate us. Why would I support them? They also claim that coffee is the biggest source of antioxidants in the Western diet. The people who eat a standard Western diet, coffee may actually be the healthiest aspect of the diet. They say it's because the coffee contains a massive amount of antioxidants. In fact, studies show that most people get more antioxidants from coffee than both fruits and vegetables. Well, Jesus, I eat fruits, vegetables, and I drink coffee. I should live to be 107.
Yeah, why do you look like that?
Oh, thank you. Okay. There you go. Just for you. Anyway, Citibank, you do business. You guys do business with Citibank. Anybody got to check it? Raise your hands. You got to listen to this if you got an account with Citibank. Citibank has decided to cut off gun businesses, but still does business with the Iranian terrorists. That's right. Citibank is being attacked for the recent actions to limit sales of legal firearms by critics who know that the massive bank was willing to do business with Iran just a few years ago. It had to be fined heavily by the Treasury Department before it would stop. Now, Citibank preemptively buckled under the pressure by refusing to cooperate with businesses that legally licensed businesses that sell certain kinds of firearms. So, I mean, they had to go out and find out if these people were selling this product. They decided to close their accounts down, make it almost impossible for them to sell guns. The Treasury Department found that the same company, Citibank, violated sanctions. So they illegally, they went out and illegally worked around sanctions that the government put on Iran. Were willing to take the hit, the penalty at first, but wouldn't sell or wouldn't allow gun manufacturers or gun stores to use their credit card services. Isn't that wonderful? Under the new policy, the bank said they require new retail sector clients for partners to adhere to these best practices. They don't sell firearms to someone who hasn't passed a background check. Well, how would you know? How's the bank going to know? I mean, doesn't the law say that you have to pass a background check to get a gun? They also want them to restrict the sale of firearms for individuals under 21 years of age. And they don't sell bump stocks or high-capacity magazines. That's according to the bank's own policy. Really? So they're going to tell me how to do business, what to sell, and how to sell it. But I bet you they do business with marijuana stores. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money?
I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to Real Fed on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me, are spending with me, hanging out with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. I always want you guys involved. I always want to know what you think about the topic, the people, the guests, the whatever. And you can head up to my website, therealside.com. There's a button there called Patreon. Helps you become a member of the team, of the group. You know, I really do appreciate this. There's some members up there that are doing it on a monthly basis. Thank you so much. You know, I do take one-time contributions of $5,000 or more. And I'll actually come out to your house. Yeah, I may even cook you a meal for that much money. I don't know. We'll think about it. We were talking about how piece written by Western Journalism, or Western Journal, on how Citibank has decided they're not going to do business with legitimate gun stores, gun retail outlets, but they had no problem violating sanctions and doing business with Iran. And the new policies that they have, where they won't do business with stores that sell firearms to someone who hasn't passed a background check. That should be gimme. Nobody should be selling a gun to someone who hadn't passed a background check. They restrict the sale of firearms for individuals under 21 years of age. Well, that's not constitutional. But businesses don't have to fall within that. And they don't sell bump stocks for high-capacity magazines. Now, here's the thing. So, if you believe in the free market, then this shouldn't bother you. No, seriously, I'm not joking. Right? We all say the same thing. We believe in the free market, let them do what they do. But we as conservatives, to put it real blunt, we suck at voting with our wallets. We suck at getting up and getting out there and actually doing the right thing. Look, you got money in Citibank, you got whatever in Citibank, and they're doing this kind of stuff. Go in there, close your accounts, move them, and tell them why. Tell them specifically why. We've had some of you send me emails and say you've canceled your Netflix subscription. And when you get the thing back from Netflix, it says, hey, we'd like to know why you canceled your subscription. Many of you have said to me, you've responded in two words, Susan Rice. which I think is wonderful. I think it's great. They'll get the message. Now they're so big now. I don't know if it'll make a difference at this point because we've done it again. We've allowed them to get away with certain things. You know, and they've gotten so far, they've made so much money, that you can't change it. Or you may not be able to change it. Now, I'm surprised at what's going on with Facebook. I'm surprised that we've got them running. That they're actually having to sit up and pay attention to look at what they got going on. And they have internal leakers now. You guys heard about that memo they cut out where one of the executives said, hey, doesn't matter what happens to people or what kind of information gets out there. This is how we make our money. So they know what they've been doing. They know what they have been doing. What, they lose a value of $70 billion over a day or two? I don't know if this is true. Maybe one of my brain surgeons, and I mean that with all due love and respect, in the chat room can tell us if this is true. But I've been told that they haven't turned a profit yet, which I've never been able to understand. I remember doing a class, or yes, me of all people, I taught a class on this a while back, and I couldn't get a CPA to tell me how Facebook was valued where it was when it hadn't made any money at the time. So I'm curious. Can anybody tell me if it's actually, at this point in time, if it's actually made money? You know, when we're on the term of money anyhow, when David Fisher's on, I always say to him, and I've been saying it for a long time, what concerns me is credit card debt. That the way credit card debt is rising like crazy in this country. I'm in this country. Credit card debt recently hit an all-time milestone. And I think I heard it was $1 trillion. So American families are carrying over $1 trillion in credit card debt. We all know that means it's what? Unsecured. That's right. That breaks down. Now, think about this. Some people don't have credit cards at all. But that breaks down to $8,000 a home is in credit card debt for every single home in the country. That doesn't include, you know, loans and other debt that people might have. And it's grown at the fastest rate in 30 years. But it's been progressively growing over the last few years. And it's what I've been telling David, with all due respect to David. I think sometimes he forgets where he came from, David Fisher. But you're looking at people that want to buy things. They want things for their home. They're starting to feel better about their jobs. They're feeling better about, you know, consumer confidence is way up. They're feeling better about their jobs. They're feeling, you know, they got bonuses. They got, some of them got raises. So they look at the economy overall going, well, heck, we can go into debt because everything's going to get better. We all do it. I mean, I'm no saint. Nobody's a saint at this. But it's grown 25% in a relatively short period of time, which is the fastest growth it's had in over 30 years. So people are going into credit card debt like crazy. Now, I don't know if that's because it's so easy to get in. The credit card companies are charging, what, 25%+? That was unheard of. I think the usury, I don't know this for sure, so I'm just throwing stuff out. But it used to be that we had usury laws in this country, which protected consumers. And then the Republicans were always good at this. No, we don't want any regulation. See, this is where I say some regulation is okay. Now, if you sit there and you sign the credit card agreement, you sign the loan agreement at 20, 25, 30, 35%, you're not an idiot. You know what you're doing. Right? And we're not teaching restraint. We're not teaching discipline. We look around you. Look at your neighbors. Look at your neighbors' homes. Look at their cars. Look at their RV. Look at their boat. Between the husband and wife, they're working 3.5 jobs. But if the economy's moving, and it's moving because of credit, it's moving because of debt, that's scary. And maybe that's why we have the mindset we have when they make it to the legislature. that going into debt is perfectly fine. Everything's wonderful. It's expected. You know, Roseanne way overshadowed the Stormy, whatever her name is, Stormy the porn star, her interview last week. But Bill O'Reilly jumped on something pretty quick. I thought about it. I didn't say anything about it. I figured everybody just kind of figured it. But, you know, she's been running around saying this has nothing to do with money. I'm sorry. Then what does it have to do with? If it has nothing to do with money and you got paid $130K to keep your mouth shut about having sex with Donald Trump, which I would think had to do with money. You took the money, right? If it had nothing to do with money, you're so righteous. Why didn't you just sign an agreement saying, yeah, you know what, I don't want any money. But here, I'll sign an agreement that I won't say anything. If it had nothing to do with money, why are you asking to give your money back that you'll give the money back or offering to so that you can go out and sell the story? What are you selling? I mean, what are you taking, cans of tuna fish in payment, or are you taking money? Right? So if you don't want any money for this, and you don't understand what the big deal is, then why are you going on national TV with it? Right? Jumped all over it. So I think this is really interesting. And then as far as the, you know, somebody threatened her child. Actually, they didn't threaten the child. They threatened her. Right? Why didn't she go to the police? Why did she talk about it on TV and not go to the police? Because if you went to the police, the parking lot you're in might have had cameras. They might have been able to get video of that guy threatening you. Right? So I'm kind of confused at all this. And it makes it very hard for somebody like me and others to believe that what you're saying is all true. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. So go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. CNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Yeah, you can sing all you want. Spare me. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that. Hey, I just got noticed that any of you hear that Hillary spoke at Rutgers? Wow. Hey, they'd write this stuff in English, and I could read it in English. Daily Wire is reporting that Hillary spoke at Rutgers, and guess what? She got paid less money than Snooki got paid. And well-deserved, don't you think? Isn't that great? Hey, I'm good with that. I think that's fine. She, and Snooki, I don't know, what would you? How do these people make money? I mean, I would never get paid. Let's see, let me see. According to Radar, when she put on the speakers, working at $25,000. So Hillary got $25,000. Wow, which is like nothing to speak. And they paid Snooki $32,000. So if I was, I don't know, maybe Hillary should put less clothing on or something. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I know. It's sick. What do you want from me? 855-REAL-JOE, 8-5-7-3-2-5-5-6-3. Hey, a respected professor. Now, I know some of you are going to throw up even at the title alone. But he blasts the once proud CNN in a scathing op-ed that said that they've lost their way. Respected DePaul University professor Jeffrey McCall, he's accused CNN of doubling down on sexual escapades in a piece that will make other people crazy, he's sure. Now, McCall penned an op-ed for the Hill Friday headlined, CNN Lost Its Way and Struggled to Find an Audience. And it blasted the increasingly liberal network for its recent programming decision, such as promoting the anti-Trump Chris Cuomo 24/7. That's all they do. McCall mocks CNN's Anderson Cooper seeking the corner market on interviewing shapely women who have been friendly with Trump. After the AC360 host sat down with the both Playboy playmate Karen McDougal and porn actress Stormy Daniels, I mean, let me see, a man with a lot of money and a lot of power wanting to go out with pretty women. I can see where that's the story. CNN warps obsession with report. You know what? Did they ever do stories like this about Billy Bob Clinton? Knowing his escapades with women, knowing how many women he attacked, did they ever do any of these? Probably not. Matter of fact, I've heard they refused to interview these women at the time. The professor goes on to say, CNN's warped obsession with reporting about supposed adultery demonstrates a larger problem at the once proud and groundbreaking channel. You know, in their early days, you have to admit, unless you were hiding somewhere or just are too proud to say it, they were truly a news organization. They were covering all kinds of stories. Do you remember little Jessica that fell down that well? They did like 24/7 coverage of that. So they got the girl out of the well. And that really pushed them over the top in making them a name for news. Now, CNN recently announced that Cooper, the Vanderbilt family, you know, I don't know if you guys know that, but he is related to the Vanderbilt family. He's going to have his show slashed in half to make room for Cuomo, the son of Democrat icon Mario Cuomo and the younger brother of New York's powerful Governor Andrew. I mean, think about that. They're going to have back-to-back evening anchors that are representing nothing more than that white, elite, East Coast, powerful family. All the stuff they rail against. They rail against white privilege. They rail against all of this stuff. And look who they're putting at the top of the lineup. They wonder why working class viewers just, you know, you cannot be that wealthy, that rich, be where the Cuomos are, and really understand the average working guy. Listen to, just go over there, hold your nose, grab a barf bag, and listen to those guys talk. You can't relate to anything they're talking about. They're losing working class viewers. Right? Anyway, Zucker, who helped increase Trump's star power by greenlighting The Apprentice when he was an executive at NBC, seemingly installed an anti-Trump programming strategy. I mean, think about this. He made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars off of Trump. And now he's going to try to do everything he can to take him down or to get in his way. And even with all the anti-Trump programming that he has, MSNBC, CNSABC, GEFGHSJK, LMNOP, all these news networks that come out against Trump, right, he's still growing in popularity. I know everybody says his numbers are in the tank. Well, great. A lot of presidents' numbers have been in the tank. A lot of people's numbers have been in the tank for not doing what the general populace wants them to do. We didn't elect him to do just what we want him to do, because even some of us in the conservative movement have different viewpoints as to what he should be doing. We elected him to do what's best for the country. We elected him to do all those things he said he was going to do on the trail, and yes, he's failed at some of them. He hasn't quite done exactly what he said he's going to do. Some of it is because of the swamp. I think he could push harder in some ways. The professor pointed out that Daniel's attorney, Michael Avenatti, gets more FaceTime on CNN than some of the channel's anchors. He doesn't think Zucker's network is doing a good job covering these sleazy stories. He goes on to say, it's apparently not occurred to the CNN producers that Avanti is playing them for all the publicity he can get. Well, you know, a lot of these producers, I'll probably get in trouble for this, but a lot of these producers, they don't pay much to. They're young kids. They're kids. They're young people trying to get into the business. They're young people who maybe have gotten into the business because they've taken on B and C shows. The show they can get, you know, people booked. They can get people in. They'll do what the anchor wants them to do. And that's how they get to these jobs and get to stay there. McCall noted that the sensationalism must eventually lead to a substantive news to be considered actual journalism. In other words, none of this fluff stuff anymore. None of the stuff that just piles on to the hate of Trump. How about we get some real news? I still don't believe that Stormy Daniels is such a big story. I don't really understand what the story is here. The two consenting adults may or may not have had sex. And because of his position in the community, they paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. They didn't pay her money to keep quiet that he beat her. No, because he didn't. They didn't pay her money to keep quiet because he raped her. Because he didn't. That he drugged her or coerced her. Because he didn't. She even says she's not a Me Too. She's not part of the Me Too movement. She's not claiming a Me Too. So what's the story? I mean, look at, you know, if I bring up Billy Bob, they say, well, what are you bringing him up for? That was so long ago. Well, because you set a standard. You on the left set a standard for what you believe is okay from a male president, if you would. That fooling around, coercing, maybe sexually assaulting, and maybe even raping at times women is okay when you're the president of the United States. You set that precedent, not us. We want to impeach and jail the man for what he did. And the only thing they can get him on was lying to Congress? That's sad. And then on top of that, you guys voted for, yeah, you on the left, I know there's only a few of you listening to the show, but you voted for somebody who covered up for him, that belittled the victims of his rapes and assaults. And then she went on herself to cover up for somebody that was abusing, sexually or verbally abusing a woman that was working in Hillary Clinton's campaign. You let it go on. You didn't get rid of him. And now you fess up that maybe that was a mistake, because it wasn't maybe before. When you thought that President Trump was doing it, it was a definite, disgusting thing, and we shouldn't tolerate it at all. But yeah, when you make your excuse, it's maybe. And I noticed some of my Democrat friends even locally listen to me, because you make fun of what I say. How do you sleep with yourself at night? You're first to accuse me and others of you know, slut-shaming or victim-shaming. Isn't that what she did? And you voted for her. And then you find out that she went ahead and she allowed somebody that was abusing, if you would, verbally or otherwise, a woman in the office. She kept him on even though she knew he was doing it. And you're okay with that one, too? Is that how it works? I'm just asking because I don't know. Because I don't play that game. I don't know how to do it. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, have a great Resurrection weekend, Easter weekend, Passover, or nothing, depending on what you're celebrating. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.